Oh, don't act like we forgot what the move is on Tuesdays. You know what time it is. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Go. You do not want to miss today's episode. So you know what I'm about to say next. You know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. Let's have a little talk. See you in a minute. Good Tuesday, everybody. And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank all of you for your support of last Tuesday's episode entitled, I've Decided, where I posed the question, did you know that your destiny starts with a decision? Again, thank you for your support. Your response was absolutely amazing. If you have not listened to that episode, I highly, highly encourage you to listen to last Thursday's episode. It's archived. I'm not taking it off the off my archives. There's that and 100 plus other episodes for you to listen to. But I encourage you to listen to last Thursday's episode if you are stuck in something and need to make a decision. If you are tired of being connected to a generational curse and you want to end it with you, it's time to make a decision. And so again, thank you for your support of that episode. Thank you for your support of the Go series, which we're going to keep rolling with today. And today's talk is one of those. And I know I say that every week, but the last few episodes have absolutely been amazing. They've been eye-opening. They've been powerful, to say the least. So again, thank you for your support of last Thursday's episode. Thank you for your support of the Go series. And most importantly, thank you for your continued support of the 2-2 Podcast. I can't thank you enough for your support of this show. And I'm like Anita Baker, and I missed saying this last week, so I got to make it up. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for joining me today. Hey, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that in these next few moments, I say something that speaks to your situation, your storm, and your struggle. I strive to be three things on this show and in life, and that's authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars, and for these next few moments, that I say something that causes you to be supercharged, to be energized, to say enough is enough with the generational curses, with the struggle. I pray that in these next few moments that you are encouraged to seek the healing and freedom that you need. And I encourage you to pass this show along to somebody. So again, if this is your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. All right. So as you heard on the intro of today's show, we are not only continuing our series entitled Go, which has been an absolutely amazing series. By the way, if this is your first time, we have been doing a series for the last few weeks about moving forward, even in the midst of still being in a pandemic, even in the midst of like all the situations and all the issues that we've seen and all the chaos that we've endured in the last year and some change, where we dealt with some uncertainty, we dealt with some fear, we dealt with some panic. But now it's time to say enough is enough, and it's time to move forward with everything that we have been created to be and every plan that we have written down and we've wrote down and that we've prayed over. It's time to start working again. It's time to move forward. It's time to go. We can no longer be stuck. We can no longer be stagnant. So this is what this series is about. And so initially this series was about, you know, goal setting and this, that, and the third, but it turned into something entirely different. And I felt like some of these episodes needed to be placed in here because there are some things in your life that are holding you back, or that we are holding on to, that are causing us to stay in one place and never move forward. Allow me to be transparent. If you know me, and you've heard me talk about this, but if you know me, I've always had a hard time with letting go of things and letting go of people and letting go of situations that I should have given to God. I had a hard time. And I'm a lot better now than I was before about letting go of situations and letting go of friendships and letting go of things that just would not move. Because I finally said to myself, not only what you conceal cannot heal, but the longer you hold on to something, the longer you will be in bondage. The longer that thing will keep you at bay. The longer that thing will keep you from moving forward. And so today's episode is a bit of a continuation of Thursday's. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, let's do this thing. How many people are like me? You've had a hard time letting go of something. You've had a hard time letting go of a person. You've had a hard time letting go of a situation, a harmful situation. You've had a hard time letting it go. And people can tell you, hey, it happened in the past. Just let it go. You still on that? Let it go. You still talking about that? Let it go. You still on that person? Let it go. They don't like you. Let it go. They not feeling you like that. Let it go. They rejected you. Let it go. How many people have had to deal with that portion of their life where they couldn't let go? Talk to me, somebody. And though the words of some of the people around us telling us let it go are easier said, even though letting go is easier said than done, and we tell ourselves, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let go. Today, I'm going to let go. Tomorrow, I'm going to let go. This next 5 minutes, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to release it. Sometimes we tell ourselves that, but sometimes it only gets stuck. It only gets stuck with what we say and not what we do. There's a point in my life where I said to myself, I made a decision. Here we go. I've decided again that enough was enough. That if things weren't moving with the situation, I wanted to have the strength to be able to let it go. If a situation wasn't moving with me and a friend, I wanted to have the strength to let it go. If a relationship wasn't moving as far moving anymore, I wanted to have the strength to let it go. But for so long, because of being loyal to a person and loyal to a situation that oftentimes was very damaging. And we've all been in this place. Don't let me be the only one that speaks up and says that I've been in a place where I've been loyal to a situation that was damaging and loyal to people that were damaging and hurt me and were negative. I was loyal to them simply because I had a hard time letting go. And sometimes we can feign obliviousness to the fact that the things that we are holding on to are hurting us and are damaging and aren't serving a purpose and are causing us to be caught in quicksand, to be stuck in the mud. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Have you ever been in a situation where you feigned obliviousness to the fact that what you're holding on to is not what you should hold on to. I know letting go is easier said than done. I know releasing some things is easier said than done. I know breaking generational curses is easier said than done. We hear it in church all the time. We're breaking down strongholds. We're breaking down we hear it all the time. Pulling down strongholds and breaking generational curses. We hear about release all the time, but sometimes what we hear is oftentimes what we're scared to do. And sometimes we're scared to do it simply because if we let go of a certain person, the two things that they did that were so great will all go away. But sometimes we let the two things that they've done outweigh the 9,998 things that they did wrong. And that's not being nitpicky. That's just saying, yes, they did a few good things. But it doesn't outweigh the fact that they damaged me. It doesn't outweigh the fact that they hurt me, that they took everything away from me. And the only reason I didn't leave sooner is because I tried to be loyal. I tried to change them. Have you ever tried to change somebody that didn't want to be changed? I know I hate to use this as a reference, but J. Cole said it best. Don't save her. They don't want to be saved. There are some people in our lives we're loyal to, that we only reason we're loyal to them is we're trying to change them, and they don't want to be changed. And there's a point in my life where I wanted to change people. And there was a point in my life, here it is, where I wanted to change me to fit, for them to stay. I changed how I talked. I changed how I walked. I changed how I dressed. Changed what I ate. Changed what I listened to. I changed all for the wrong reasons, only to be loyal to people who were damaging. Only to hold on to people who didn't want to hold on to me. Have you ever been in a place where you held on to somebody that didn't want to hold on to you? That didn't care if you sank or swim, but you were loyal to them. You said to yourself, I was there for them in their darkest hour. And they left me. They betrayed me. They ran away from me. No longer wanted to deal with me ever again. I was loyal, but they took everything away from me. They took my joy, they took my peace, they took my sanity, they took my ability to dream, they took my happiness. And there's no point in life, there's no purpose in holding on to something that takes away your happiness. There's no point. I've decided that I refuse to hold on to something that stripped me of everything that I've built to this point. I refuse to hold on to something that is causing me more pain to hold on to than to let go. What are you holding on to in this situation? What relationship are you holding on to? What are you holding? What potential, quote unquote, relationship are you holding on to? You know things aren't moving. You know they're ignoring you. You know they're not looking your way. You know they're being intentional about ignoring you. Then you know they're being intentional about not even noticing you. Some people don't notice you, are oblivious to you, and some people are intentional about ignoring you. Some people are intentional about being about making sure that your life is miserable with them. Some people are intentional about that. What are you holding on to that you shouldn't hold on to? Oh yeah, talk to me, somebody. Don't act like you've never been in that situation. I held on to a friendship, and you've heard me talk about this numerous times. Family talking to me about it. Man, you need to let this person go. You need to let this person go. You got to get rid of this person. You have to let them go. And I'm not throwing shade at them. I'm not doing anything of the sort. I'm using this as an example of an example of when you hold on to something that you should have let go, that you should have released a long time ago, that you should have said, this situation is out of my hands. I've washed my hands with this situation. It's out of my hands. I've turned this situation over to the Lord. And if the Lord says, stop this thing, so be it. If this friendship is supposed to end, then so be it. If this situation is supposed to end, then so be it. If it's supposed to continue, it will. But I will not hold on to something that I'm supposed to release to the Lord. I had to learn the value of letting go. And again, I ask, what are you holding on to that needs to be released? What are you holding on to? You have to understand that maybe the other portion of your healing is not just making a decision that you want to be healed, but also making a decision to release everything that is holding you back from that goal of healing and restoration and wholeness and peace. What is it that is holding on, that you're holding on to, and that is holding on to you that you will not let go? Because not only what you conceal cannot heal, but what you won't release won't give you peace. What you won't release, what you won't let go of, won't give you peace. I know it's hard to let go of a person, especially when you've been around them so long. Y'all been friends for so long. You've got history together. You grew up together. You thought you would travel together, go on couples trips together, do life together, set goals together, celebrate the birth of a child, birth of children together, be in each other's weddings. I know it's hard to let go. But in the midst of letting go, you have to understand the value of seasons. That everybody is not supposed to go with you into another season. You have to understand that. I know I've said that in the last few episodes, but I need somebody to understand. I need to reiterate it to somebody who doesn't understand the value of seasons, and they're wondering why when they go into another level, people start treating them differently. The same people that supported them started switching up on them. The same people that were singing their praises are slandering them now. You have to understand the value of seasons. And understand the value that when seasons change, you must adapt to that season. And a portion of that adaptation is this: releasing some of those things that shouldn't be there, that won't survive in the next season of your life. What are you holding on to that shouldn't be there going into the next season of your life? Please understand that it's doing you more harm than good to hold on. I know you want to hold on to the good times. I know you want to do that. I understand holding on to the good times, but There are some situations that you cannot go back to, that you shouldn't go back to. There are some people that you shouldn't go back to, simply because the bad outweighed the good more often than not. Don't let that one little thing that they do, and whatever that one little thing is that they do, cause you to go back to a life of chaos and panic and vitriol and sadness and anger and frustration and pain and malice, malady, and malfunction. Don't let that one little thing, ooh, you know, they did me wrong, but ooh, they did this and it was amazing. They did that and it was amazing. The thing that they did. Okay, let me stop there. We're going to keep this show PG. But y'all know where I'm getting at. That person does that one thing for us. That one thing. And it causes us to want to do a whole system reset. It causes us to want to revert, to do a whole system reversion, where you go back to what hurts you. And allow me to quote this scripture again. And if you're eating, I apologize, a trigger warning. As a dog returns to its vomit, so does a fool to his folly. And that's not calling you a fool. Sometimes we go back to things, you know, just out of foolishness, you know, just because we want that one thing back. And I refuse to do this and I refuse to be that person in that season that goes back to something that I let go of, that I released, that I purged. This is the season of release. This is the season of letting go. What doesn't serve a purpose in your life, that will not, that letting go of what will not survive the next season. Let it go. Finally say to yourself, it's out of my hands. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm washing my hands with the situation. It's out of my hands. Y'all want to keep dealing with it? That's on you. Y'all want to keep being petty? That's on you. Y'all want to keep gossiping? That's on you. But this is out of my hands. I'm not doing this anymore. I refuse to do this anymore. I refuse to be in this place where I'm like that. What are you holding on? What are some things in your own life that you're holding on to? Some actions, some habits, some character choices that you are holding on to. And the only reason you're holding on to them because they quote unquote make you feel good. Holding on to it because it makes me feel, I'm doing this because it makes me feel good. I'm doing it because it's the only thing that makes me feel good. But it's doing more damage than good. What are you holding on to that you shouldn't? Releasing things is easier said than done. But there's a point in your life where you have to make that decision. That I can't hold on to this any longer. It's out of my hands. I close with this. There was a picture that a lot of people put out a few years ago. It was a person holding on to a rope. The rope was tied onto their, it was round, wound around their hands pretty tightly, to the point that the hand was red and almost bleeding. And if it would have held on any longer, it would have started bleeding. And there was a quote, and it's a quote as you went down the picture. The person started releasing this rope, and their hand went from being a bright red and almost bleeding back to its original color. And it said it's better to let go than to hold on and continue to get hurt. It's better to let go than to hold on and get hurt. So many people are enduring the pain of never letting go. Some people right now that are listening to my voice are enduring the pain of holding on when you should have let go. And if you keep holding on, you're going to lose your hand. I'd rather let go than lose something that is important to me. Ah, talk to me, somebody. If you thought I was literally talking about a hand, a physical hand, you got it twisted. I'd rather let go of something rather than to lose something that's important to me. And what is that thing that is important to me? My peace, my joy, my sanity, my happiness, my joy, my drive, my focus, my fire. I'd rather not lose that because it has made all of the difference, and it's the reason why I am where I am today, because I made a choice not to lose it ever again, all because I wouldn't let go. And I encourage you, as you go into your midweek, to do some inventory of some things that you are holding on to, that if you don't let go of them sooner rather than later, you'll lose something that is important to you. Don't lose your peace. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your happiness. Holding on to something that you should have let go of a long time ago. Make the decision today that you will say, it's out of my hands. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.